Well, the Summit League tournament is here for the next couple of days. They bring in, as we all know, several thousand people, players, officials, families, fans. And we're looking at, in the millions of dollars of economic impact, what really will calculate out the exact numbers will be which teams remain in the tournament, and then, of course, how far away they are here from, and how many people are traveling with them, ultimately, like fan experience, et cetera. So we know it will be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, but until we see the final numbers of teams and who they are, we really won't be able to give you an exact number.
Right. And maybe this is more of a sportsy dortsy question, but would that mean that it would be better if the South Dakota team stayed in it, or it would be better, you know, if the Indiana team stayed in it? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And, you know, if the South Dakota team stay in it, you're going to have a lot more people interested in getting at the games, but they are going to be people from probably right here in South Dakota or the immediate area. If the Indiana teams or the further away teams stay in, that means more people are going to be here staying overnight longer, which creates more economic impact.
Boy, that's a conundrum then, isn't it, for the local fans?
It is. It is quite a conundrum because we want it all. I mean, that's, you know, we want the great fan experience and the player experience, but we also, from a business perspective, are very interested in the economic impact increases.